from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ben Cherington finally found his match, and he had to go back to Boston where he was the GM when the Red Sox won the World Series in 2013. And we have our first deal. Ding, 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 ding. Quinn Priester out the door. Here comes Nick York. And how about this for a stat on Cherington? Good afternoon, everybody. Malzi across from me. Donnie Football is here. We hope you are too at 412-928-9370. This is only the second time in his career as a GM that Ben Cherington has made a trade as a buyer at a deadline.
You're definitely calling this a buyer trade, right? Because I've already seen people allege that this is a seller's trade. But I disagree with that.
I think it's a baseball trade.
No, I think it's a we have a position we feel is deep, starting pitching.
Yeah.
You have a position where you don't think this guy can fit on your team. We need bats.
Sure. I guess,
you need pitching.
I guess I should have said this is only the second time he's made a trade when the Pirates are technically, or when the team he's managing
is technically
is
in the hunt. Because every Red Sox team he was the GM of, except for the one that won the World Series, finished dead last.
Correct.
How'd he finish? Dead last? Yeah, he had a good season.
So, though, I've already seen mostly rave reviews on this trade on social media, and I get that part of it.
From the baseball intelligentsia?
From Pirates fans and Pirates media, from both. I mean, I think most people look at this as a shrewd trade because Priester stinks. His career ERA in the big leagues is 6.46. He doesn't throw hard. Everybody brings it now where the radar gun for Skeens is going to go up to 102, 103 tonight, possibly. And this guy tops out at 93.
And he's a guy who used to be at 97, and then he got to the Pirates and the velocity dropped.
And he's a guy that Ben didn't draft. So it's much easier for him to trade him for pennies on the dollar or nickels on the dollar if he wants, because his name's not on the player.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting back a guy who has put up pretty good numbers in the minors this year and is
really
on the Red Sox, on the Red Sox
good
prospect rankings. Ranked highly. He was a first-round pick in 2020, just like Nick Gonzalez. Had a great first year in professional baseball, hit .325. And then the next year, he hit .232. So he's had a very up-and-down career. At one point, he was considered the 31st prospect in all of baseball. And it's not like the Red Sox have Dustin Pedroia at second base anymore. They've actually had multiple guys play that position, and this guy never got a shot this season. So I think he's an upgrade over Triolo in Bay with Gonzalez out. I mean, this trade makes me think Gonzalez is going to be out for a long time. Cherington said weeks, not days yesterday. Maybe months.
He pulled his groin.
It looked bad. When you're just running and
he pulled his groin, he's out for a while.
We talked about groins, man. Groins can be bad news, and that looked like a severe groin pull.
It was. I talked to you. I said I'd rather pull the groin completely off the bone, maybe have it flapping around in there.
You know, here's what I'm going to say.
It's a pedigree versus
here's
for
what I'm
pedigree
gonna say
trade,
about,
though.
Here's what I'm going to say about this trade. I think it's a smart move, but it's not the move I wanted. And I don't think I'm being too picky. I don't think I'm holding the Pirates to too high of a standard. I don't think I'm being someone that is asking for too much. I wanted Jazz Chisholm. If you're willing to trade Quinn Priester for the sixth best prospect in the Red Sox organization, you should have been willing to trade Quinn Priester and more to get a guy who, guess what, plays the two positions you really need right now, second base and center field. The Yankees didn't get back, you go by MLB.com, they didn't get back any top prospects in that deal. So, like, I want to try to recondition Pirates fans. Trading for a guy who has no major league experience, who you hope is a Band-Aid for Nick Gonzalez, that's not what we should be striving for at the deadline. I appreciate the move, but it can't be the move. That's got to be a compliment. That's something you're out for dinner. This is like the bread rolls that come out for free at the beginning. This is not what it's all about. It should be the start of something more, is what I'm saying. And it maybe was the easiest trade to make because Ben, I'm guessing, still has connections in Boston. They need pitching depth. You need a middle infielder who can also play the outfield. Great. Make a deal. But it doesn't make me feel any better, Chris, about what's gone on to this point where the team that's in last place in your division gets an all-star third baseman. The guy you want goes to the Yankees for not a lot. A $2 million outfielder who would have had the second highest OPS on your team behind Reynolds Winker goes to the Mets for their 17th-ranked prospect.
Don't get it.
These are all guys I wanted.
I don't get it.
So Ned York, welcome to the team. Nick York, welcome to the Pirates. You'll probably go in and play second base right away because you're better than Triolo and Bay, but this can't be the top move that the Pirates make at the deadline.
But would you guess that it is going to be the top move they make right now?
I'm nervous because I just said at the beginning, the GM has only made one other trade as a buyer, and that's when the Red Sox won the World Series, and that was for Jake Peavy, and Peavy really did not help them that much. He was a down-the-line starting pitcher. It's not like he has in his resume or in his personal history a move while he's been a manager that helped propel a team to great heights where he can draw on personal experience. If not for me being aggressive or for trading prospects, giving up young players, if I don't make a trade like that, my team doesn't win. He has nothing like that in his history. And I heard a guy yesterday on his radio show who I thought gave me chapter and verse as to why it's hard to make a trade and why you can't make a trade more than they will make a trade, Chris, other than this one.
This one in a vacuum, I'd give like a B because, although here's a thought, if Nick York is more left fielder than he is second baseman, those pretty good minor league hitting stats mean a lot less because you expect way more out of a corner outfielder if that's what he ends up being. You would need a lot more power out of Nick York. You wouldn't be as enamored with the offense if it was coming from an outfield spot. I get it, but it's a baseball trade. Fine. You need a second baseman for it. Right now, he plugs the hole. But when I hear what you described hearing yesterday on Ben Cherington's show, it sounded like a guy telling you why he couldn't and wouldn't rather than why he was going to, could, would make this team better. I don't like it when somebody sounds like they are making preemptive excuses for a lack of activity, particularly when you just gave us the rundown of who got who
right.
For what.
He sounded like a guy yesterday that was trying to tell us that if we go out and make these trades, we're going to set the franchise back long term.
I thought the Cubs were supposed to be sellers, so why do they have Paredes now? For their what prospect?
Well, they put Christopher Morel in the trade, and then, you know, because everyone thinks the Rays win every trade, they just assume that Morel's going to go there and turn into a 40 home run
Maybe
guy.
He will. But they were supposed to be selling, and they got a very established bat. Winker, established bat.
I'm not over the Chisholm thing yet.
Remember, Chisholm was supposed to not be on the radar of big market teams because people wondered whether or not he could handle it, like if he was a New York type of guy to be there and deal with that pressure. Clearly, the Yankees didn't think so. Clearly, the Yankees, did you see what they said about him? Chisholm could be middle of the order bat. I felt like I had been gaslit in the Jazz Chisholm run-up into thinking that he was a solid but not really good player, and it's clear the team that got him thinks he can be really, really good.
I appreciate that he got a little bit creative here to help fill a hole in the short term, and maybe it is the long term while Gonzalez is out, but you're doing this in part because, as he's talked about with his internal options, the internal guys who are supposed to backfill this position, you don't believe in. Triolo, pat him on the ass for making an incredible catch in right field last night. The guy couldn't hit for an American Legion team in Pittsburgh. You put him in the Federal League, he's going 0-for-4. He stinks right now. He looks overmatched.
I don't think he'll ever
in most at-bats. Bay, Joe Block, love him to death. I think last night Joe Block said at one point, Jiwon Bae's one of the most talented guys in baseball. Well, then why is he always at AAA? Charrington on his radio show made a comment like, we haven't seen Jiwon Bae that much in the big leagues because he's been blocked by the guys on the major league team in front of him.
That's pretty damning. If your
major league
system,
team in front of him has the second worst OPS in the National League.
If your system,
nice bunt by him
so
in extra innings last
many,
night, but
like non-entities that you have to bring in this Nick York and trade one of your starting
Pagero,
pitchers.
Who you gave up Starling Marte for in Charrington's first trade, apparently you don't trust him enough to come up from AAA and play there. And Jack Sawinski got sent down after the game yesterday, which when Charrington was talking about, we need internal improvements, we need our guys inside our own clubhouse to get better. We all circled Jack Sawinski as one of those guys because we've seen him at 20-plus home runs. Now you're telling him, go ride the bus in Indianapolis for a few weeks. So, I'm sorry, was I supposed to be very positive to start this segment because they traded for York? I can't get there yet, man. If this is like on the rankings, on the list of trades they make, if this is like the third or fourth trade, well, then I will come back on the air and say, job well done by the Pirates and Ben Charrington. But this is all we have to go off of now. Donnie, do you agree with me or no? Do you want to maybe speak more highly of this York deal?
I mean, I really don't see it as a buyer or seller move. It's just like a weird, like, middling move. But they did take from a position where they have an abundance of pretty good players or guys that are a lot more promising than Quinn Priester. And they picked out of that stockpile, tossed it to the Red Sox. They get a position player prospect in return who's not one of those prospects, because people will hear the word prospect and say, same old buckos, like, this guy's on the doorstep of the majors. It's not
he's
a prospect.
He's going to play for them in the major leagues
we're
this
not
year.
Going
probably right
this
away.
This year, he probably gets
probably
called
tomorrow.
Up. Can he get to Houston tonight?
He's going to play for the big club by the end of the week,
tomorrow. We're not going to have to wait until 2027 or 2028 to see this guy. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a bad move, not an exciting one. I'm not going to say it's a
Do you
super
feel better about
move.
Their wild card chances because of this trade, yes or no?
No.
Malzi?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I want to say yes.
If your major league system...
If they
system,
make the Jazz Chisholm trade, we're coming on the
but
air
no,
and we're
can't
doing
get
backflips.
Rid of, they can't get rid of these prospects. If your major league system is so bereft of actual talent that you feel like you've got to go trade for a Nick York to address the Nick Gonzalez hole because you don't trust anybody that's in there, then why are those guys so sacred where you wouldn't give any of them up in a trade for a Jazz Chisholm or a Winker or literally anybody else who's a bigger name for this? Explain to me how it makes sense that you're basically tacitly acknowledging with this particular trade, yeah, our position guys that are close to the bigs actually suck, but they're also untouchable in trades for players that are going to help you a lot more than Nick York.
Well, I don't think
is.
Anybody wants the guys that I rattled off. I don't think anyone wants Triolo, Bay, Pagero, those guys, but it feels like they just keep drafting and developing middle infielders.
Apparently
They've
not developing them very well.
Well, most of them are like at double A and single A, but I get your point.
But I was told that like Triolo and some of these guys, it sounds like they were getting high on their own supply with some of these guys before the season. It's just, it's very frustrating.
And ironically,
I hear
the guy
a guy
they weren't high on was Gonzalez, and he ended up being the best one.
The bottom line is, I'm tired of what I feel like is going to happen, which is them telling us that it's really about next year and it's really about the year after that, and just continuing to ignore the actual potential sitting right in front.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
One of them with this year.
Better than 50-50 chance you'll make a deal between now and Tuesday.
There's a 100% chance we're going to work our sales off to find something, find opportunities that help us. I know we'll do that. I hope it leads to something, but, you know, we're not doing our jobs if we don't have a walk-away point, if we're not willing to say no. We got to be doing that, too. We'll see where this ends up Tuesday.
Ben Cherington finally said yes. Priester shipped up to Boston. York shipped to Houston,
parts unknown.
Pittsburgh, Indy. I doubt Altoona, Andrew Destin. The Pirates will likely wait until after the deadline to decide which affiliate slash level newly acquired infielder Nick York will report to.
I feel compelled to point this out. His initial tweet, because he edited it. And why is Destin hide his blue check mark? Is there blue check shame there?
Maybe.
You can't edit tweets without one, but he doesn't show one. He didn't have level in there. Affiliate makes it seem like the guy is going to the minors.
Yes.
So I am hoping he just had it clarified by his source that, no, this guy could come to the majors, because you and I both quote tweeted him foaming at the mouth, wondering why it was an affiliate he was going to be sent to.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's find out how you are coping with or dealing with the Pirates trade deadline activity. Now we finally have a move. Getting your thoughts at 412-928-9370. Let's start with Chad in Chambersburg.
Thanks for taking my call. First and foremost, Rowdy Tellez, thank you. Joey Burke, thank you. But Ben Cherington, this is a direct message to you. Are you awake? Are you awake? You are wasting generational talent in false schemes. Keller, Jones when he comes back healthy. This pitching staff, this fan base deserves more from you. Wake up! I know the owner is tight, but he has given you permission to do something. You are standing there sleeping, and then you go on your radio show and say, oh, we have deals, but we're not sure they're the right deals. This team has fought their butt off. Yes, they lack offensive talent. Yes, they are bad offensively, but they have fought back for two games over, one game over. Give them some help, you coward. Do something. Help this fan base out. Show you care. Go make a deal. This team has all the talent to make a run, and the fan base deserves more. I'm sick of this guy. He's had 5 years to develop something offensively. He's done nothing. He tanked for 3 years. He's done nothing to provide anything offensively. Go help this fan base. Help this team. They deserve it.
Chad in Chambersburg.
What do you think his blood pressure was during that?
That was actually a call to Dan after the post-game show. What'd you think of it?
I like the passion.
I wonder if he feels better now.
Probably not.
That Nick York.
I think the only I think a way you would get Pirates fans to feel better is if another trade came through and it was Luis Robert Jr. coming to the Pirates. I don't even think people would care that much who was going the other way, as long as it wasn't maybe Chandler and, I don't know, one other guy. But even then,
if it's Chandler for Robert, I'm ecstatic. I'm fine with that.
Chandler and multiple other players.
Okay.
But yes, I think that's like the one name that would cure a lot of Pirates fan angst. But I think right now there is a lot of sentiment that's probably along the Chad and Chambersburg line.
Tyler is in Beaver Falls. Hello, Ty.
Hi, how you guys doing today? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Are you as upset as Chad in Chambersburg?
I actually listened to that live yesterday, and I was howling at that. I totally agree with him.
So this trade doesn't change things for you, this pre-suit?
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. This is just honestly like a gut punch to the fans. I don't see this being any help. I did look up York Up. There's six prospects, okay. But what is that supposed to do for us now to go and win a World Series? That's my main thing. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you, guys.
I mean, I think he's probably – it's a sad commentary that their sixth prospect for a team that's tried multiple second basemen is an immediate upgrade over anybody playing Major League Baseball at second base who's healthy for the Pirates. He's better than Bay. He's better than Triolo. And I can say that without him ever having faced a Major League pitch, because those guys suck so bad at half of the game.
I like moves like this where you find a guy that's buried in another organization who's got upside and he's just blocked. I mean, the Brian Giles trade is the best one in Pirates history.
Wasn't Jason Bay kind of a blocked guy for the Padres a little bit?
Or
was he more of a good prospect?
But here's the issue. Here's the difference. Okay, it's not Joe Morgan or Robinson Cano or somebody or Robbie Alomar blocking this guy with the Red Sox. David Hamilton is their second baseman. Do you know who that is? I wouldn't expect you to.
Game show host or something?
He's a guy.
What was that movie, Win a Date with Tad Hamilton or something?
Have you
like
seen
that?
The Hamilton musical?
No.
Donnie, have you?
I have not seen it.
It's actually pretty good.
Is Aaron Burr making an appearance?
Oh, very prominent figure.
Goes poorly for Hamilton at that point.
I'm also not kidding. I did have a friend who was like mad at one of his other friends because he said they spoiled the ending. And I kind of had to pause for a second. I'm like, you didn't already know?
Man, I bet he gave a scathing review of Titanic.
This Lincoln movie, I mean, I went in there thinking it was an open-ended picture.
The guy died. I can't believe this.
Unreal.
They killed the main character.
The Abraham Lincoln? You offed him?
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, is scheduled to be our guest for Deadline Debates, brought to you by no one. He has pushed us back to 3 because he is trying to break massive Pirates news. At least we hope. MLB Scoops on Twitter. Pirates nearing deal to acquire an outfielder. Do we trust MLB Scoops?
I immediately go to, they're only following 3 people. Ready? At Real Chan, which has just everything in like Korean in its bio.
Okay.
The South China Morning Post, and their bio is, the South China Morning Post brings you news and analysis about Hong Kong, China, and the rest of Asia.
Okay.
Third, Marcus Stroman. Yes, that Marcus Stroman.
So, no, I should not trust MLB Scoops?
I feel like, no. Is it possibly just Marcus Stroman? That's where my brain
goes.
The
guy's pitching for the Yankees, and that team's been awful for the last month. He might want to concern himself more with pitching than
How do you even find things like MLB Scoops from 17 minutes ago?
Because people on my timeline are tweeting it like crazy. They think it's actually going to happen.
I also think that they're, it's just a hell of an avatar. It's the Major League Baseball logo, and behind it are multiple scoops of ice
cream. Well, how long do you give, like, what's the statute of limitations on this? If the Pirates trade for an outfielder between now and 3:30, do we have to give MLB Scoops credit?
We're giving Scoops the credit.
Yeah.
You know what tweet I do like from MLB Scoops 18 hours ago? A quote tweet of Noah Hyles. Noah's tweet, a source confirms that Jack Sawinski has been optioned to AAA Indianapolis. Robert Murray had it first. Their quote tweet, Scoops had it first.
Did they?
I don't know.
Go through the timeline, anything else?
Scoops. They did tweet that Sawinski left or got removed from the game in the 7th inning. They said nothing about him being sent down.
Do we think that MLB Scoops is baseball Dove Kleiman?
How many followers does he have?
Like 7,000.
Oh, Kleiman's got hundreds of thousands.
I think he bought them all. He sucks, by the way. Taylor Ward, per MLB Scoops, has been informed he will not be with the Angels after the deadline. Now, if you put two and two together, the two tweets back-to-back are 18 minutes ago, Pirates nearing a deal to acquire an outfielder. 12 minutes ago, Taylor Ward has been informed he will not be with the Angels after the deadline. But isn't Taylor Ward, if that were to put, you know, a two and two together and you'd say, oh, they're getting Taylor Ward, hasn't he been in a slump that makes Rowdy Tellez's first 2 months of the year look like child's play?
He did just hit a grand slam over the weekend.
Oh,
but
good
yeah.
for him. We also had an Angels insider tell us he might be kind of skittish about inside pitching because he got hit in the head. MLB scoops.
And a Red Sox source texted me and said about this trade for York that he was blocked like we were talking about. This is now from Boston, their end of things. They don't need York. Easy position to plug, although they haven't. York isn't a big power guy, not a great defensive player, so they don't really need him. Gambling on Priester makes more sense. Their farm has Jack Bleep as far as pitchers go. Their GM is Craig Breslow, the old relief pitcher. And this person's theory is he probably sees one or two pitches that he likes with Priester, and he's just going to have him start throwing it more.
There. I don't like the fact that it's a guy who's not good on defense, which means he's probably not a second baseman. That means he's more of an outfielder.
I thought that was anathema for the Pirates. That's why they don't want Brent Rooker.
He's more of a corner outfielder. Ah, but wait a minute. He doesn't have much power. Ah, yes, just what the Pirates need. A corner outfielder without much power who's not really good enough to stick at second base. Perfect.
412-928-9370. Let's hear what you have to say. Going back to Josh on the fan. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. So, I don't hate the move that they made. I mean, obviously, Priester had expectations here. Didn't pan out. We have enough pitching. Take a flyer on an infielder that could help. I don't mind it, but
right.
It's like the Pirates are a car with a blown transmission and a busted wheel, and they got a new wheel on the car, but it won't start. Like they need to do something to make this thing run, and we got 28, 27 hours to see if they'll do that. I really hope they do. They have something special here they can build off of, but.
The problem is, Josh, they continue to seemingly think, at least the GM is telegraphing this, that their real special teams will be next year and the year after that, 25 and 26. And I hate that more than any part of this approach, is that they seem to be much more concerned with the next 2 years because, as we have all said a million times, you have no idea what your team, your pitching, everything else, your injury situation will look like in the next 2 years.
I know that he's young and the guy's controllable, but this move does feel like one that's more about now than down the road just because they need second base help so badly.
Yeah, but it sounds like he's not even good at second base. And if the bat,
I don't need
a
good defender at second base. Second base is not a defensive premium position for me. I need the guy to hit. If he's going to hit 270, if he hits like Gonzalez, it's a good move. Kenny, he's never been given the shot by Boston. Why?
Because he doesn't have a ton of power.
Does Gonzalez have a ton of power?
I think Gonzalez swings hard enough that he at least tries to.
And he's been
power.
Unbelievably clutch. I mean, the guys come through with just big hit after
also,
big hit for them.
I don't really care as much about second base defense as I do about, say, shortstop, catcher, or center field, but it's
right.
still an up-the-middle position,
sure.
Bernie.
I know.
I keep saying this. I think this is the move for them, and I don't like that.
Well, they're running out of outfield options. Tommy Pham just got thrown into that three-way trade, White Sox, Dodgers, and Cardinals. Not that Tommy Pham is Willie Mays or anything like that, but he went to Arizona at last year's trade deadline and helped them go to a World Series. He's 36 years old. Yes, he slapped a man in the face over fantasy football.
Jock Peterson.
And he starts brawls.
And he seems like he might just love to fight.
And he also said as soon as he left the Mets, it was the least professional clubhouse I've ever been in. Those guys suck.
Which is something coming from a guy who starts fights and hits people over fantasy football.
Yeah. But the outfield options are slim.
And none.
Yes.
And Slim left town.
Here is Bill in Johnstown. Hello, Bill.
Hi, guys. Hey. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Great. We'd love to have you. What's up?
First of all, I kind of like to trade, but my question is this. Everybody keeps saying this is the year because of the pitching, which is mostly centered around Keller, Skeens, and Jones, who's now hurt. But what I want to know is if they make it to the playoffs, how far can those guys go innings-wise? Skeens, they're not going to let them throw well into October, 100 pitches a game, and Jones hasn't even come back yet. So, you know, they're saying that this is the chance. Do they even have the pitching to make it through?
Well, that's a good question. I think we will, based on how the next day and a half go, if they don't do anything more than this trade, then I think you're right to question how long they're willing to go with both Skeens and Jones this year. I think that will be completely valid. I heard John Parado tell City Limits yesterday he thought if the Pirates got swept in Arizona that they would have scratched Skeens from tonight's start and just said it's not worth it. We need to conserve this guy. That was his personal theory on the situation. So that's at least one informed mind out there who thinks that they're on the razor's edge with Skeens.
That, they're basically
that it's not
going
to take much
game
to shut him down, yeah.
So, but you know what they're not allowing for? If they now it's too late. You sweep the Astros, guess what? Trade deadline's already passed. You win tonight, you win tomorrow. Or tomorrow's
game will
happen.
Yeah, poor Ray Fittipaldo said on the showdown last night, well, you can always make the waiver trades. Those don't exist anymore. Not. But hold on, though. Not everyone knows that.
I know.
I mean,
not everyone knows that the tiebreaker is no longer a head-to-head game.
Right. It's been a while since people have engaged with baseball, were ecstatic to have him back.
Weren't the waiver trades most of what they did? The Bird trade was a waiver trade. Morneau was a waiver trade.
How about Dunston back in 97?
Big Sean Dunston was a waiver trade. Came here and hit two home runs in his first game. Do you know that one?
I did.
Big Derek Lee. He wasn't a waiver trade, was he?
No, he was not.
But he hit two home runs in his first
game. From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.